Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 55. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight, highs around 56 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New research from USDA's Agricultural Research Service and the University of Illinois shows that as the climate continues to change, soybean farmers in the Midwest may need new strategies to keep weeds at bay. Lead author Christopher Landau, a postdoctoral research assistant at ARS, found variable weather conditions could have big impacts. For example, he says, even with herbicides offering decent weed control, drought conditions during the plant's reproductive stage can be devastating. He said having really high temperatures during that same time led to relative high yield losses, like 25 and 26% yield losses. Over the long term, Landau said herbicides alone won't likely be enough to control weeds. He says new technologies like electric robots that manually pick weeds and harvest systems that grind weed seeds to reduce their prevalence in the soil may help. Farmers can also adjust their planting date and choose different seed. He said some places like Central Illinois, choosing a maturity group slightly higher than the generally recommended one, has helped the soybean plant outcompete the weeds. And new data from the Economic Research Service at USDA shows quick-service restaurants recovered faster than full-service restaurants from the initial impact of COVID. Consumer spending at both full-service and quick-service restaurants initially fell following the onset of the coronavirus, with noteworthy differences between the two. Before the pandemic, consumer spending at both quick- and full-service restaurants near or slightly above the previous year's levels. From March to May of 2020, spending at the quick-serve restaurants dropped about $20 billion. Full-service restaurants experienced a more severe drop during the period, likely related to mandates limiting in-person dining across much of the country. Spending fell to $7 billion, or 51% lower than the year before. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. In Wichita, a Kansas father was reportedly playing video games after fatally injuring one of his twin infant children and has been sentenced to more than 26 years in prison. 25-year-old Marlon Williams Jr. was sentenced Thursday to 316 months in prison. He pleaded guilty earlier this year to second-degree murder in the January 2020 death of his two-month-old son, Morrell, and to three counts of aggravated battery for abusing the baby and his twin sister. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 32-year-old Andrea C. Barrow of Arkansas City was killed Friday in Cali County after she pulled out a handgun as deputies tried to remove her from a vehicle. Investigators said Saturday that two of the deputies are recovering at home. A third remains hospitalized in good condition. Authorities say the deputies were responding to a call about a suspicious vehicle when Barrow pulled out a gun and gunfire was exchanged. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP. Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agripro-wheat.com.
Authorities say a man has been arrested in a hit-and-run crash in West Wichita that killed two people on a motorcycle. Police say they received a call shortly before 2:30 a.m. Saturday about a collision between a green SUV and a motorcycle. A male who had been thrown off the motorcycle was pronounced dead at the scene. Another male was transported to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. Investigators say the 23-year-old driver of the SUV drove off, but his father brought him back to the scene to talk to police. The driver faces two charges of failure to stop at an accident, resulting in death. One person was injured and another arrested after a crash during a chase by law enforcement just after 11 a.m. Sunday morning in Brown County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2013 Ram pickup driven by Liam Relaine Odinson, 31 of Denton, was traveling northeast across 130th Road while fleeing law enforcement. The pickup struck the ditch and came to rest at 130th Road west of Horndale Road. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man who was just 17 when he gunned down an Omaha store clerk and later shot another man at an Omaha home has been sentenced to decades, if not a lifetime, behind bars. The Omaha World Herald reports that 19-year-old Jacoby Terry of Omaha was sentenced Thursday to 70 to 150 years in prison for the October 2nd, 2019 shootings. Police say Terry entered the tobacco and vape store and shot 21-year-old Bahi Altari in the chest with a .22-caliber rifle, killing Altari. Later that night, police say Terry and two acquaintances went to a home in Omaha to buy a gun, and Terry sprayed the home's garage with bullets, hitting a man and permanently injuring him. Travelers on I-80 near Sydney were delayed yesterday afternoon because of a semi-tractor trailer on fire near mile marker 55. At approximately 2:45 p.m., the westbound lanes were closed. Cheyenne County Sheriff Adam Frericks reported no injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's time for another mowing season, and Hale Sales and Service is the call to make. Hale Sales and Service has moved to 6024 North Broadway in Park City. New convenient location, same great people, and the customer service you deserve, along with the best zero-turn mowers on the market today. Hustler Turf Equipment. With over 60 years' experience, Hale Sales and Service has a great selection of Hustler mowers, as well as the state's largest in-stock selection of Hustler parts for all your service needs. Made by Kansans just down the road in Heston. Hustler mowers are built for outstanding cut, matchless operator comfort, and ready-to-go reliability. Plus, it's downright fun to mow with a Hustler zero-turn mower. Hales offers great incentives and easy on-the-budget finance options for all new Hustler mowers. New or used, parts and service, homeowners or contractors, call 772-5853 or stop by the all-new Hales Sales and Service at 6024 North Broadway in Park City. Conveniently located just off Highway 135 and the 61st Street exit. Hales Sales and Service.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Commissioners heard concerns with lack of ambulance staffing at last week's meeting. The conversation was prompted by a notice that the Hanover Hospital has suspended ambulance services, hoping that staffing issues would be temporary. It was noted that efforts to attract additional EMTs in recent years have still left rosters in short supply. Consideration for establishing a countywide ambulance service was mentioned, with a projected cost ranging from $600,000 to $1 million. A delegation of EMT representatives did not feel that sign-on bonuses for recruiting would make a significant difference, but expressed that a longevity bonus may be more helpful. The conversation went on with consensus that something needs to be done to maintain adequate ambulance services in Washington County. Commissioners were encouraged to begin allocating for a countywide service by at least one representative in attendance. Consideration for Marshall County joining an extension district was presented to Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting, with Extension Agent Susie Latta providing an outline of a proposal that could combine Marshall with Pottawatomie, Riley, Geary, and Waubonsie counties. The relationship would be similar to the River Valley District, which includes Washington, and Meadowlark District, which includes Nemahal County. Sustainability and stability of services are the driving forces, with benefits that could include more opportunities for the 4-H and youth programs, potential for increased efficiency and purchasing power. Under the proposal, each county involved would appoint 4 members to a combined board. Currently, Marshall County has an extension council, which manages local decisions and includes Hannah Largent, Rod Stewart, Margaret Huffman, Zach Schotte, Nancy Preuss, Craig Martin, and Sherry Gallion. Funding is provided through federal, state, and local sources, with a county contributing through its general fund. 21 extension districts currently serve a combined 59 Kansas counties. If approved, consolidation could begin by next summer, and it was reported that efforts are currently underway to educate the public and stakeholders regarding the options and benefits. No action on the matter was taken at last week's meeting. City Cleanup Week in Marysville runs through Friday, with city crews canvassing the community to pick up curbside yard waste set out in containers by 8 a.m. The brush dump site is now open daily from 9 a.m. until dark. Citizens are reminded the site is only for brush and yard waste and cannot include trash, demolition, or construction materials and the like. The site is monitored by a video camera. First District, U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann will be in Washington at Gambino's Pizza Monday at 12:15, then in Marysville at Landau Lanes Monday afternoon at 1:30. Both of these town hall events are open to the public. As Marysville celebrates 50 years as the Black Squirrel City, the conversation continues with the home of the white squirrels in Olney, Illinois. That conversation is open to the public Monday evening, April 18th, beginning at 5:30, and will be held at the Marysville Public Library.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny but breezy throughout the region today, with northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Missouri. Starting to warm up throughout the region on Tuesday, but staying slightly cooler throughout Iowa, with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and the upper 40s to lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri, and staying mild over Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 91. The average low 43 and the record low 21. Sunset this evening 8:07, sunrise in the morning at 6:46.
Cracking your knuckles, it may be rude, crude, and some might say disgusting. But is it really harmful? An investigation today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 18th, the 108th day of the year. Comedian Conan O'Brien has a birthday, and the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere was on this night in 1775. Does cracking your knuckles really lead to arthritis like your mother warned? Habitual crackers may incur some weakening of grip strength, but as for arthritis, the scientific community says no. Your joints are coated with fluids that over time develop gas bubbles. When you pull on tendons or ligaments, those bubbles rush to fill the gaps, creating one large bubble, which pops as the fluid rushes back into the opening. So go ahead and crack away. You're not increasing your risk of arthritis. You're just being really annoying. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge tallied 7 hits, allowed 1 run, and they defeated Northwest Arkansas 5-1 on Sunday afternoon. The win is their 4th in a row. The Wind Surge will head back to Wichita to resume action for a 6-game homestand against division foe Midland Rockhounds starting tomorrow with a 7:05 pitch. Matt Cantorino will take the hill for his 3rd start of the season for the Surge. Wichita State baseball team continues the homestand with a rare Monday night matchup against in-state foe Kansas State. The first pitch is scheduled for 6 p.m. at X Stadium. It's the first of 2 meetings between the Shockers and Wildcats this year, with the return game in Manhattan scheduled for May 3rd. The Shockers are coming off a weekend sweep at the hands of Cincinnati and are in danger of losing 5 consecutive home games for the first time since the 1970 season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
New Kansas State men's basketball coach Jerome Tang and his staff have landed their first recruit. Jarrell Colbert, a 6'10", 216-pound transfer from LSU, announced yesterday night on social media that he is joining the Wildcats after visiting K-State over the weekend. Colbert is a Houston native. He was a 4-star recruit coming out of Houston High School in Germantown, Tennessee, but appeared in just 4 games as a true freshman at LSU. Isaac Brown has his first recruiting upset of the spring. The Wichita State men's basketball team were the stunning winners in the 2-school recruiting battle for 7-foot sophomore Quincy Ballard, a Syracuse, New York native who turned down his hometown Orange to join the Shockers in an announcement on Saturday. Not only did the Shockers beat out Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim in the hometown Big East destination, but they also secured a mobile 7-foot rim protector the program has been searching for since joining the American Athletic Conference. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive, along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Improve indoor air quality and invigorate your decor with some of the unique Dracaena varieties. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cornplant, Madagascar Dragon Tree, Lucky Bamboo, and Song of India are popular varieties of the Dracaena. Update your collection with a few less common varieties. Mass Appeal is a corn plant with twisted stems and improved drought tolerance. Ricky is another easy-to-grow variety with dark green leaves and light green variegation in the center. Add color with Limelight's bright chartreuse leaves or the chartreuse and gray-green leaves of Lemon Lime. Add a twist with a curl green, chartreuse, and white leaves of Lemon Surprise. Grow Dracaenas in high or medium light for the best color. Water plants thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist. Dry soil and low humidity can cause leaf tips to brown. Just trim off the brown tips and adjust your watering as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
It took 80 years to build this structure in West Bend, Iowa, and today it is valued in the millions of dollars. However, it was totally built on donations. It was not constructed to be a tourist attraction. It's a place where people from around the world come to visit, worship, and contemplate the work of God. And it's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
West Bend, Iowa is a town of under 1,000 people, but it will draw visitors from literally around the world.
The Grotto of the Redemption is a compilation of 9 different grottos, each representing a different scene in the life of Christ.
Darcy Kramer shares the story of the Grotto of the Redemption. It was begun by Father Paul Doberstein in 1912, and he worked on it for the remaining 42 years of his life. He acquired amethyst, quartz, copper, stalagmites, petrified wood, a huge wealth of geological specimens made into 9 grottos or scenes from the life of Christ.
Father Doberstein built the grotto almost completely on donations. People would hear about what he wanted to do and donate money. Once he started building, people started giving more money.
He didn't build it to be a geological museum, but it would rival any around the world.
We have a geological value of somewhere around $3.5 million. We have rocks from all over the world. We're considered the largest location to have this many different rocks and minerals and such all in one place and from all over the world.
Doberstein passed away in 1954. But work continued.
We have a total of about 80 years of building. Father Doberstein himself for 42 years. Father Graving came, learned what he needed to do to complete the grotto, and then he started recording the history of it.
In fact, the grotto was not officially complete until 1992.
All of the different scenes that we have here are actually hand-carved from Italian Carrara marble. They're absolutely beautiful. The statues in and of themselves are definitely a sight to see.
And people literally from all around the world descend upon this small town every day to see the grotto that took 80 years to build. Traveling the countryside in West Bend, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction for the Sherry Gregory Estate Saturday, April 23rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 Broadway in Marysville. Tools, appliances, furniture, and household items will include a 22-inch snowblower, self-propelled mower, 6-foot and 8-foot step ladders. New appliances include a wall oven, 30-inch electric touch-top range, over-the-counter microwave, kitchen range hood, gas component cooktop, 28-foot refrigerator, plus other furniture and miscellaneous items. The real estate's a garage shop building with multiple doors and a loading dock for personal storage or use located at the west end of Broadway. This auction for the Sherry Gregory Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. The real estate sells at noon at the site 207 Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
The gentle cooing of the morning dove is a very familiar bird sound. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From Canada to Mexico, this dove is one of our most common birds as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I love a quiet summer day when I hear the morning doves cooing to each other from tree to tree. Every year I see a few doves lazing on the rail of my deck close to the bird feeders. They get their name because of the soft, drawn-out call that sounds like a lament. When they fly away, their large wings make a whistle or whir kind of sound as the air rushes through their feathers. Greg Yarrow is a wildlife ecology professor at Clemson University. He says there's a good reason why morning doves like to hang near bird feeders. About 90% of their diet is seeds.
They like a variety of different seeds that are high in oil content and some that are high in protein. They like a lot of grass seeds or seeds from small broadleaf plants. And a lot of these seeds that are available on the ground. They fall on the ground where they can find them.
Morning doves prefer open land with a scattering of trees and shrubs for cover and nesting. Jarl says they build their nests about 15 feet off the ground. Unfortunately, they don't have much pride in home ownership because nest construction is incredibly sloppy.
The male and female begin to build the nest sometime in February, and it looks like just a pile of sticks thrown together. The female lays her eggs. She'll lay two eggs, and a lot of times in areas where there's wind, those eggs get knocked down, so they'll have to many times re-nest and lay the eggs. But they can do that up to four or five times, so, you know, they're fairly prolific.
He says there are approximately 500 million mourning doves in the United States and one of the most widespread and adaptable North American birds. They have a high rate of reproduction, but also a high rate of mortality. He says the birds live on average about a year and a half. Learn more about mourning doves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So you're thinking about a new job. Better update your resume. Better text that friend of a friend who works in HR. Or better idea, you go to the new monster.com. Peruse millions of jobs, thousands of words of career advice. Now you're not just thinking about a new job, you are applying for it, interviewing for it, bragging before you even get it, investing in khakis. Good for you. Good for the world. Good way to find a new job. Go to the new monster.com or download our app today.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Oh, I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Why are farmers slow to participate in the carbon marketplace? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. Farmers are not exactly rushing to enroll their fields in the carbon market space. The Farm Foundation hosted a web event last week to examine why. One panelist was Iowa State University Extension economist Alejandro Plastina.
We don't have currently a market for agricultural carbon. We do have an industry that is based on this trade of carbon credits. So I think it's good to revise what we mean by carbon credits.
Plastina says the carbon marketplace is still in development.
We need to develop tools to manage production, price, and legal aspects for participating farmers and other players in the system.
Plastina says current carbon market models represent a huge commitment for farmers to participate, perhaps the reason why they're taking their time.
Changing farming practices is costly to farmers. That's the reality. And that's a major reason why we have not seen higher rates of adoption of conservation practices such as cover crops or no-till over the past decade or so. So fair compensation to farmers will address this challenge.
Tomorrow, another economist on that panel weighs in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72-inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Animal Ag Alliance has continued to monitor the war between animal agriculture and activists who have stepped over the line and have been charged with criminal wrongdoing. As Hannah Thompson Weeman, soon to be president and CEO of the Alliance, talks about how multiple cases may play out for the year of 2022.
They've been very brazen about breaking the law, theft, trespassing, all those types of things. There are trials scheduled across the country in 2022 involving some of those extreme activists. We're anticipating trials in California and Utah as well. And just in December, the first of those trials was held in North Carolina, and the activist in question was found guilty on two felony charges for stealing a goat back in 2018. So it's promising to see that he was convicted. You know, those felony charges did stick. The jury came back very quickly with that guilty verdict. So we're hopeful that other cases will go the same direction.
She goes on to say that many of the activists that are in court are trying to use the, quote, necessity defense in their trials.
They say, you know, that the conditions on farms and ranches are so dire that it's necessary for them to take the law into their own hands and break it and steal animals, which, of course, we know to not be the reality. And they're just opposed to what we're doing in general. It doesn't matter how well we're doing it. It doesn't matter what the standards are. If at the end of the day we are using animals for food, they are opposed to that.
She continues on to say that it has been an ongoing growing problem with many of the activists around the nation, causing harm with many producers, especially animal producers across the nation. And she adds that anyone in the animal agricultural community should stay tuned in for the results of the trials, because they are going to be precedent setting either way moving forward, as it has been a growing problem in many parts of the country and in many rural communities. Again, that was Hannah Thompson Weeman, the soon-to-be president and CEO of the Animal Ag Alliance. They also recommend producers not to take the law into their own hands trying to defend their property. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The EPA this week released its first ever comprehensive work plan to address the challenge of protecting endangered species from pesticides. The plan establishes four overall strategies and dozens of actions to adopt protections while providing farmers, public health authorities, and others with access to pesticides. EPA has had an opportunity and obligation to prove how it meets its duties under the Endangered Species Act when it registers pesticides under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. For most of EPA's history, the agency has met the duties for less than 5% of its FIFRA decisions. This has resulted in over 20 ESA lawsuits against the agency, which have increased the frequency in recent years, creating some uncertainty for farmers. ADM announcing it will invest about $300 million to significantly expand its Decatur, Illinois alternative protein production. ADM also plans to open a new state-of-the-art protein innovation center, also in Decatur. Spokesman for ADM said the global trend in food security and sustainability driving structural changes in the food industry, including strong growth in alternative proteins. The alternative meat and dairy sales alone expected to grow by 14% a year to reach $125 billion by 2030. The project is expected to be completed by the first quarter of 2025. And the number of highly pathogenic avian influenza cases in the U.S. outpacing that 2014-15 outbreak. But the Farm Bureau says the higher numbers might be attributed to improvements in detection and reporting protocols. Farm Bureau economists found that as of April 7th, there have been more than 600 detections of the HPAI in wild birds in 31 states, 158 detections in commercial and backyard flocks across 25 states. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Life happens, and when you suddenly need help on the farm, an organization called Farm Rescue is there for you on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Nobody wants an accident, illness, or natural disaster to interrupt their farming operation, but it does happen. The mission of an organization called Farm Rescue is to help farm and ranch families in crisis. Volunteers will come in with equipment to give vital assistance with planting, harvesting, hay baling, and livestock feeding. Lynn Henriksen is the development officer for Farm Rescue. She says you can apply for help on their website, farmrescue.org. Once it's submitted, you'll usually get a response within 48 hours, and there is no charge for the service.
We have the gracious benefit of multiple donors and sponsors that help us supply the equipment and pay for the expenses. Usually what we ask of the farm or ranch family, since a lot of people are independent and don't want anything totally for free, we just ask them to top off our fuel tanks when we come through. But they assume all the input costs and everything, just like it was their operation and we're working for them.
Volunteers come from all walks of life. They are retired farmers and ranchers, pilots, pastors, and equipment dealers. How long they stay to help is determined on a case-by-case basis.
A lot of times in the planting or harvest sectors and the hay baling, we will do up to 1,000 acres. So however long that takes, because we all know most of those parts of farming are weather-driven. The livestock feeding, we've done cases up to 2 weeks going in there where someone's out of commission. Sometimes we focus also on the physical as well as mental health issues that may plague a family.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Farm Rescue and their services at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit. It's been pretty consistent throughout the day. Today's grains are mostly higher across the board. Corn, wheat, soybeans all seeing some big gains for the first day of trading after the holiday and the Easter holiday that was closed for 3 days. Livestock market is still kind of mixed, but mostly lower. Now live cattle has finally dipped into the red after trying to maintain it throughout most of the trading day today. In the corn market right now, May corn sitting up 22 cents at 812 and a quarter right now. July corn's also at 22 and a half at 8:06¼. And the wheat market, KC wheat for May is up 35¼ cents right now at 11:89¼, with the July in the green by 36½ cents. In the bean market, mostly higher here. May soybeans up 33¾ at 17.16 even a bushel. We have the meal for May at 5.60 at 4.67 even. And the soybean oil for May is up $1.16 at $80.07. Cotton market, they're seeing some decent gains. They've been pretty consistent throughout most of the day today, as May cotton is currently up $2.36 at $144.34. Livestock market right now, as we mentioned, cattle mostly lower now as April live cattle has finally dipped into the red, down 57 cents right now at $140.10. Feeder cattle for April down $2.30 at $155.90. And the lean hogs for May is in the green, $2.87. at 115.62. U.S. dollar index right now, mostly higher, is the June index sitting at 47 cents at $100.80. Pretty consistent from what we saw last week. 30-year bonds for June down just slightly at 140 and 70, with the 10-year notes for June down almost a point at 119.22. on the day. Stock market, same story, still kind of mixed. The S&P has come up in the green just slightly, as the S&P is up almost a point at 43.93. The Dow is down 4 points right now. The NASDAQ in the red by 37. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
Need love.
me, what would life be? You love me only, and that you'll always, let it be.
Legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.